Start your day the right way with the Miraya Morning Motivation.
Good morning. Welcome to Miraya Motivation. This is Torai. I want to continue to share with you concepts and an attitude with which we should focus and look into the new experience of the new year into which we are honored to be. And I want to encourage you to spend some time focusing, concentrating, working on, and acting on aspects of investment in and for your life. You need to realize that the thing that you spend most of your time working on or concentrating on is that which becomes an investment for that aspect of your life. If you are a religious person and maybe four times in a month you spend time in a religious institution, you're actually putting investment into your spiritual growth. If you're one who attends maybe two business conferences, within a month, then your investment is in your business ventures and financial growth. If you attend college four times a week, then of course your investment is in your education. And if you spend eight times in a club in a month, your investment is in entertainment. So, it is not rocket science that your return or profit comes only from the venture that you invested in. This also explains why certain people are ahead in life. You cannot envy a person who is doing well financially when they have invested their time in business conferences and financial literature while you are busy spending all your time watching television, clubbing, and wasting your time. Focus and concentrate, work on as well your priorities and your motives. Because motives reveal the why and the priority reveals the when. A point of caution to those people who pursue fame before value, glory before sacrifice, and praise before work. Misplaced priorities and motives divert most young people from achieving the real purpose in life. Your motive in life should be to get better so that your life can inspire people around you. Be motivated by what Mohandas Gandhi said. And Mohandas Gandhi speaks, action expresses priorities. What is your attitude to life? Some of us are so talented and gifted, but our attitude is our worst enemy. We are so prideful. We treat people like we are better than them. We talk to people like we're doing them a favor. We look down on people like they are nothing. Remember, I once said, if you got to look down upon anybody, look to their feet in order to appreciate and compliment the beauty of the shoe or sandal that they are wearing. In this year, use humility as an asset to create new opportunities for yourself. Be humble enough to learn and listen, even if you know something well. Pay attention to people who want to talk to you. You have no idea who holds a key to your breakthrough, because your attitude is like a price tag. It shows how valuable you are. Find yourself a mentor. A mentor is a person who can guide you through life. But remember, one person cannot mentor every aspect of your life. So, for instance, your religious leader can be your spiritual mentor, but not your business mentor. So seek out mentors who have experience in a specific area of life, like in business, career, and relationships. Remember to ask for advice from people who are experienced. But even though they give you advice, make your own personal decisions. The danger of seeking advice from every person you encounter is that most of them will advise you based on their failure and on their fear. That's why I say make an individual decision after you have picked from the mentor's advice. Find success with yourself. Find success with what you believe in for yourself as an individual. Find success by reconciling with your concept to life. What is your concept to life? Find success thereby, because your concept, your personal concept to life, gives value and guidance to your steps of prosperity and success. So do not try to be a self-made person. Seek and always pursue to unlock the windows of your concept to life in order to tap into the resource of that which lies within, thereby drawing out an ooze and outpouring of your capabilities. Thus, your success will come to pass. When it comes to time, guard your time well. Time lost is time that is never regained. The next 12 months are the most important assets in your life at this time. Never waste time on things or people who have no business wasting your time. Time seems abundant in your 20s and 30s, but it is in your 40s and 50s that you look back to find there is nothing to show for the years that have passed. This is a painful time when regrets set in. Ask an elderly or mature person about the essence of time, and they will drop some deep wisdom for you. Kevin Ngo said, "If you don't make time to work on creating the life you want, you are eventually going to be forced to spend a lot of time dealing with a life you do not want." Find time, make time. So much for today. So much to think about, introspect on, and work on. But in it all, remember, it is well. Have a great day.